兄姐妹，大家平安。
Good evening to all the brothers and sisters.
感谢神的恩典，我们现在是持续已经进入2014年了。
Thankful God's grace, now we enter into 2014.
这是一个新的年度的开始。
And this is the beginning of a new year.
所以愿主耶稣带领我们接下来这新的一年都能够满得神的圣灵能力与恩典。
And may Lord Jesus Christ continue to guide us that in this coming year we can be filled with the power and the grace of the Holy Spirit.
小弟现在奉主耶稣圣名来分享从圣灵来的能力与恩典。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I will start my encouragement tonight, the power and grace given by the Holy Spirit.
这是要根据我们的读经进度路加福音的信息来跟大家查考。
And it's according to our Bible reading schedule, the book of Luke.
从也要开始今年的开始，我们读路加福音。
And starting of this year, we starting to read the book of Luke.
所以这个月读路加福音以及弥迦书。
And this month we'll be reading the book of Luke and also Micah.
因为加起来刚好31章，就是说我们这样子可以读两卷书。
And the total of these two books will be 31 chapters.
所以。我们在读路加福音的时候，这个是我们很熟悉的一卷福音书，所以应该读起来相对上比较容易的。
And the book of Luke is one of the gospel book that we are familiar with, so it should be an easy read.
那路加福音有很多特色。
And the book of Luke have many characteristics.
有人把四个福音书将启示录把启示录的四个活物把它做对照。
Someone they put side to side compared the four gospel book along with the four living creature as recorded in the book of Revelation.
所以，马太福音呢，就好像主耶稣是当王的，所以就好像四活物里面的狮子。
And the book of Matthew is described Lord Jesus Christ as a king, so it is just as the living creature, lion.
马可福音呢，它描述耶稣像仆人一样。
And the book of Luke.The book of Mark describes Lord Jesus Christ as a servant.
So it just like 四活物里面的牛.
So it can be likened the four living creature, the oxen.
然后路加福音呢，他还描述耶稣基督像人子，真的是从他的出生到他的工作到他的结束，整个过程就像我们人的一生一样。
And the book of Luke described the whole life from birth till death of Lord Jesus Christ. So it's just like the Son of Man.
所以就是四活物里面的那个人。
So it's likened in the four living creature, the man.
那约翰福音呢，在讲主耶稣是神的儿子，他在讲耶稣的神性。
And the book of John is talking about the divine nature of Lord Jesus Christ as the Son of God.
他是从天上来的。
That he is from heaven.
所以就像四活物里面的飞鹰。
So he's like the eagle in the living creature.
那这四个福音书里面都有它的重点。
So each of the gospel book have its own emphasis.
那我们在读路加福音的时候，很特殊的我们会看到他很详细的介绍主耶稣基督的降生以及他的童年。
So in the book of Luke, there's a detailed description of Lord Jesus Christ's birth and also his childhood.
这是其他的福音书没有记录的。
And these are the things that's not recorded in any of the other gospel books.
那它的原因就是因为这本书它是写给这样一个对象，叫做提阿非罗这个大人。
It's because this book was written to this man, the high officer Theophilus.
那这个人他是一个当时候的一个巡抚，一个官员。
At the time, this man he is an official.
他这个名字其实意思就是蒙神所爱的神的朋友。
And his name means the friend of God, the beloved one of God.
那所以这个人应该不是，应该当时候对犹太人的传统不是很了解的人。
So this man is not as familiar with the Jewish custom at the time.
所以这个在路加福音里面，他在表达主耶稣这个整个一生的时候，他很少用犹太人的术语。
So, throughout the book of Luke, when he is describing the whole life of Lord Jesus Christ, and do not use a lot of Jewish custom.
就比如说，他就没有称耶稣是拉比啊，哈。
That the author did not call Lord Jesus Christ Rabbi.
哦，因为拉比这个就是犹太人他们才明白的的 term 的名词了。
Because Rabbi is a special term that Jewish people can understand.
对这个对这个主耶稣的描述最多犹太人的这些这些词汇就是在马可福音里面。
And when addressing Lord Jesus Christ, the term that's most used is in the book of Mark.
就是有关于犹太人他们可以懂的那些特殊的名词啊。
Then all those terms that's easier for Jewish people to understand.
哦，所以马可福音跟路加福音你在读的时候不太一样，就是你在读它的描述的方式不一样。
Therefore, the book of Mark and the book of Luke they use different way to describe to record the life of Lord Jesus Christ.
那路加福音之所以会很特别，是因为它是经过详细考察整理过，它有次序的要把耶稣基督他整个这个道理介绍给这些想要认识的人看得明白清楚。
And the book of Luke is special in its own way that it's being studied and also compiled in a timely manner so that people can have a better understanding.
那因为路加本身他不是当时候跟随主耶稣的使徒。
Because at the time, Luke, he is not one of the apostles that follow Lord Jesus Christ.
哦，因为从作者第一章的第一节的序言开始跟使徒行传是合在一起，所以应该就是跟使徒行传同一个作者，是上下两集这样的一个著作。
Because from the beginning of the book of Luke and also the book of Acts, you can see that it's by the same author and then it's the first and then the second book.
所以你如果看第一章第一节就说，提阿非罗大人啊，有好些人提笔作书，述说在我们中间所成就的事，是照着传道的人从起初亲眼看见又传给我们的。
And from verse 1 and 2 you can see inasmuch as many have taken in hand to set in order a narrative of those things which have been fulfilled among us, just as those who from the beginning were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word delivered them to us.
哦，所以他是从亲眼看见亲耳听见耶稣基督所传讲信息的人啊，把它记录下来。他是一个记录者，他是别人跟他讲详细讲过的，他记录了。
So the author has taken some eyewitnesses and also first-hand message, and then he recorded of the story.
好，然后第三节就说这些事情我都已经从起头就详细考察了，就定义要按着次序写给你。
And then in verse 3, he said, It seemed good to me also, having had perfect understanding of all things from the very first, to write to you an orderly account.
我们就看到，他在英文圣经讲的比较清楚，他说他本身有一个 perfect understanding, 就是他很清楚他现在所领受这个道理是怎么一回事的。
So in English translation, here is clear that after he had a perfect understanding, then he started recorded all these things down.
好，所以他现在他了解以后，他现在把它写出来。
So after he understood of the message, then he started write it out.
那他写这本书的目的在哪里？
And what's the purpose of him writing this book?
第四节。
Verse 4.
他说：“使你可以知道，所学之道都是确实的。”
Verse 4, that you may know the certainty of those things which you were instructed.
所以这个整个路加福音的重点就是要让我们读完这一本书之后，我们很清楚知道主耶稣基督他的这个生命之道真的是实实在在确实的。
So the essence of the book of Luke is that after we read this book, we will know the truth of life, and then that this is indeed real.
所以从主耶稣基督他的降生，
So starting from the descension of Lord Jesus Christ.
哦，他是怎么来到人间的？
Then how did he come to this world?
然后他来到人间以后，他来做什么？他来传的这个道理是怎么开始的？
And after he came to this world, how did he start to preach?
那他又是怎么准备他自己来传这个神的道理？
And also how did he prepare himself to preach this truth.
然后他在这个传道过程当中，他做了哪些事，说了哪些话
？And during his work of ministry, what kind of work did he perform, and what kind of word did he speak?
但他所做的事，他所说的话，行的神迹，都是要帮助我们可以了解这个福音是确实的，是神的道。
So the things that he speak of, and also the miracles that he perform, all these things are to help us to understand this truth.
然后最重要就是 主耶稣基督他这个人本身，他非常的意志很坚定的要进入耶路撒冷去完成神托付的救恩工作、救赎的工作。
And the most important of all, Lord Jesus Christ, as a very determined person, he wanted to enter into Jerusalem to finish the mission that God entrusted him.
好，所以整个路加福音其实按照主耶稣的工作，可以分成大概四个段落。
So if we
四个大段落。
Look, if we study the book of Luke and divide it, we can divide it into three main section.Based on Lord Jesus Christ's work.
第一章第一节到第四节，这个就是一个序言。
And from chapter 1, verse 1 to 4, this is the prologue of the book.
从第一章的第四节开始到整个第二章，就是讲主耶稣基督跟施洗约翰的出生的经过。
From chapter 1, verse 4, and then verse 5 on, is talking about the birth of John the Baptist and also Lord Jesus Christ.
因为施洗约翰跟耶稣基督是有关联的。
Because John the Baptist have a direct relation with Lord Jesus Christ.
他为耶稣基督的工作预备一群合用的百姓。
Because he is to set ready and also prepare the way for Lord Jesus Christ.
然后从第三章到第四章，就是主耶稣基督他要传福音的时候的之前的预备工作。
And then chapter 3 and chapter 4 is Lord Jesus Christ's preparation work before he's starting to preach.
所以他要接受洗礼，他要领受圣灵，他要经过那个魔鬼的试探引诱都得胜。
So that he have to be first be baptized and receive the Holy Spirit and also triumph over the temptation from Satan.
好，所以第四章到第四章十三节以后啊，这个就是开始主耶稣基督他到加利利的工作了。
So then starting from chapter 4, after chapter 4, verse 13 is the starting of his Galilean ministry.
因为他是从加利利来的。
Because he is from the place Galilee.
他在那个地方成长。
And he grew up there.
然后他回去那边，在那个地方工作。
And now it's time for him to return back there and start his work.
一直到九章的五十一节。
And all the way until chapter 9, verse 51.
所以从第四章第五章开始到第九章的五十节基本上都是主耶稣在加利利的那个工作，他的传道过程。
So from chapter 4 the way till chapter 9, verse 50, and that's the work of his ministry.
然后从第五十一节，九章五十一节。
And starting from chapter 9, verse 51.
他特别说，耶稣被接上升的日子将到，他就定义要向耶路撒冷去了。
In chapter 9, verse 51, now it came to pass when the time had come for him to be received up that he steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem.
这个就是主耶稣基督开始走向耶路撒冷的旅程。
And this is starting point of his journey to his walk to Jerusalem.
哦，这个旅程就是从第五章，因为他现在定义往耶路撒冷去之后，他就是一站一站的一直往耶路撒冷靠近了。
Because now he steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem. So later on, the chapter that follow is the progression.
一直到第十九章。
All the way until chapter 19.
然后到第十九章，他就要进入耶路撒冷了。
And now in chapter 19, he entered into Jerusalem.
你看到二十八节，十九章二十八节。
In chapter 19, verse 28.
那主耶稣就上到耶路撒冷去。
That he went ahead going up to Jerusalem.
所以从十九章二十八节以后，你就是看到主耶稣在耶路撒冷的工作。
So from chapter 19, verse 28 and on is his work, his continuation of his work.
那是他在耶路撒冷的要被钉十字架前的那一周所发生的事情。
And it is a week before he was crucified and all the things that happened.
所以到一直到二十一章这个都记载主耶稣基督他。在这段这几天里面所发生的，在耶路撒冷的工作。
And on the way, to chapter 21, these are the recordings during these few days, before he was crucified.
然后从二十二章跟二十三章就记载耶稣基督被钉十字架他被抓被审判然后被钉的整个过程。
And from chapter 22 and 23 is when he was captured and then he was crucified.
然后二十四章就是耶稣基督从死里复活。
And in chapter 24, here's recording that he his resurrection.
他要升天以前，他特别留下了要等候圣灵这个应许。
And before he ascended to heaven, he gave the promise of the Holy Spirit that will come.
然后接着就是使徒行传。
And then it's the starting of the book of Acts.
好，所以路加福音先写完之后，接下去就是使徒行传啊，下半集。
So, after the finish of the book of Luke, then the starting of the book of Acts.
这是为什么？我们今天如果从一开始要读圣经的人呢，如果从路加福音读，然后读完之后接使徒行传，是整个会连贯，然后看到主耶稣基督的开始，福音的起头，然后一直接下去到教会的建立啊，这个整个过程就是路加所记录下来的。
So if you were to read the Bible, you can first read the book of Luke, and then followed by the book of Acts, then you'll be able to see the beginning of the gospel, and then also then the establishment of the early church.
好，所以我们现在看到第一章、第二章一段，三四章一个段落，然后五到九，差不多又一个段落，然后九到十九节，十九章又是一个段落。
So then we can see down from first chapter 1 and 2 is a section, and then chapter 3 and 4. The third section is chapter 5 to 9, and then from chapter 9 to 19 is the last section.
最后就是主耶稣基督进耶路撒冷，整个被钉十字架的过程，在马太、路加、马可都很详细。
And then later on, the chapter that follow, and you can also look into the book of Matthew, Mark, and John, and all these gospel books will have similar recordings.
好，那这个路加福音呢，它有几个特色是其他的福音书比较没有那么强调，但是它很强调，所以就很变成它的凸显的一个主题。
And the book of Luke have several characteristics points that this book specifically emphasized.
因为路加福音它的着眼点在强调主耶稣基督他像人子一样，他的出生，他的这个成长过程，就好像我们一个人从妈妈腹中被生下来以后，我们的过程成长的过程一样。
Because
一般的家庭在一般的家庭里面长大的。
Because the book of Luke emphasized that Lord Jesus Christ is the Son of Man. So starting from the birth of Lord Jesus Christ all the way to his childhood and how he grew up in a normal family.
所以主耶稣基督他不是那种高高在上的人，所以他很容易亲近这些被社会所轻视的这些边缘人。
So Lord Jesus Christ, he wasn't born in a very well-off place that he is able to relate to the local people.
所以他就很关心，你看在路加文特别都关心主耶稣，他医好这个寡妇的这个死掉的儿子。
And for instance,
他让他复活嘛。
In the book of Luke, there's a recording how Lord Jesus Christ healed the widow's dead son.
在那个第七章的地方就记载耶稣教这个拿单成寡妇的这个儿子活过来的。
And it's recorded in Luke chapter 7 how he resurrected this son of the widow.
然后第七章又记载耶稣基督他那个接受那个有罪的女人到他的香膏，又用头发用去亲他的脚，然后哇，就是这个有罪的女人，他这样的这个作为，就只有在路加福音里面特别被记录很详细。
And also in chapter 7, there's a detailed recording how a sinful woman kissed his feet and also poured the fragrance on his feet.
然后第八章的记载特别记载一些妇女，这些妇女当时候也没有什么地位，但是就是特别都是来支援这个圣工的这些财务工作，所以这些妇人也特别被描述出来的。
And also in chapter 8, these women born of lowly status, they were helping the ministry work.
然后我们从第十五章，你看到主耶稣基督，他讲了很多有关于税吏、罪人这些本来被人家认为说有罪、很轻视人，主耶稣都特别用他们来得到恩典，然后来让我们明白说耶稣是来拯救罪人的。
And also in chapter 15, here Lord Jesus Christ mentioned about those sinners, the tax collectors, and how he's able to relate to them.
你看第十九章很清楚，这个税吏撒该，他怎么样因着主耶稣基督的拯救，他生命改变，救恩就得到他家了。
For instance, in chapter 19, the tax collector Zacchaeus, how Lord Jesus Christ transformed his life and the grace was upon him.
就在强调主耶稣基督他的怜悯的心肠，他来到人间的目的就是要拯救有罪的。
So these chapters emphasize on the merciful heart of Lord Jesus Christ, how he came to this world to forgive the sin of man.
真的，虚心的人就有福了。
So that those that have a humble heart will be blessed.
那些贫穷的、瞎眼的，那些被人家压迫的，因着耶稣基督都得到恩典。
And those who are poor and blind, those who are oppressed by others, through Lord Jesus Christ, they can all receive grace.
那第二个重点就是，他在路加福音里面一直强调，这个福音都是要普世性的，就是说， 你不管你是犹太人是外邦人是什么种族，这个福音都是要给每一个人。
And the second characteristic in the book of Luke is that the gospel is for everyone. It doesn't matter what ethnicity you are.
我们现在看第二章第十节。
Let's go to chapter 2, verse 10.
二章十节。
Chapter 2, verse 10.
天使那时候的报告就是说，你不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的。
In verse 10, then the angel said to them, Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people.
哦，所以这个主耶稣基督来到人间要拯救罪人这个事情是给所有的百姓。
So Lord Jesus Christ came to this world to save his gospel is for all people.
你看第二章的第三十一节。
Let's go to chapter 2, verse 31.
你这个救恩是你在万民面前所预备的，是要照亮外邦人的光，是你们以色列的荣耀。
31 and 32, which you have prepared before the face of all peoples, a light to bring revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel.
这个主耶稣带来的这个救恩是要给外邦人，也给他的民以色列人。
So the gospel that's been forth by Lord Jesus Christ is not only for Israelites, but also for the nation from all nations.
看三章第六节。
Let's go to chapter 3, verse 6.
凡有血气的都要看见神的救恩。
And all flesh shall see the salvation of God.
你就看到说，诶，这些外邦，这些每一个人，其实如果愿意相信的，都可以领受。
So for all the people that will willing to believe, they can all receive this gospel.
然后后来主耶稣在路加福音在记录的时候，他又特别强调一些哦，原来不认识神的人，这外邦人哦，他们特别会感谢神，然后他们特别又有爱心哦。
And throughout the recording of the book of Luke, you can see that for people that they do not know God, they actually show more appreciation and their thanksgiving to God.
你如果看路加第十章。
When we turn to Luke chapter 10.
第三十三节。
Chapter 10, verse 33.
这个好撒玛利亚人的这个比喻，主耶稣就讲这个故事。
This is the parable of the good Samaritan.
你看第三十三节是说又有一个。
Verse 33.
又唯独有一个撒玛利亚人，他行在那里，他就看见这个被打伤的人，就动了慈心。
33, but a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, he came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion.
这个撒玛利亚人，他是当时候犹太人所轻视的人。
The Samaritan, they were a people despised by the Jews.
可是他们却是比那个利未人，比那些祭司更懂得来遵行神的真的神的律法。
But this man, he was able to follow the commandment of God more than the priests and the Levites.
真的是有爱心的人。
And this was, he is indeed a man with great love.
这个都要强调，其实神的道理是要给那些真的会敬畏神的，不是在你是什么种族，你是有什么地位，在众人眼中有什么样的特殊的职分。
So this truth is emphasizing the gospel is the truth is for those who truly fear the Lord. Doesn't matter what kind of status or ethnicity you are.
第十七章。
Then go to chapter 17.
十一节开始就是主耶稣医好十个长大麻风的。
Chapter 17, starting from verse 11, how Lord Jesus Christ he cured the 10 lepers.
最后只有一个回来感谢主耶稣。
But in the end, only one returned to thank him.
那这个人是撒玛利亚人。
And this the one that returned is a Samaritan.
十六节说。
Verse 16.
他又伏在耶稣脚前感谢他，这个人是撒玛利亚人。
16 and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan.
第十六。第十八节，
Verse 18,
除了这外族人，再没有别人回来归荣耀给神吗？
Were there not any found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner?
十九节说，
Verse 19,
就对那人说：“起来，走吧，你的信救了你了。”
And he said to him, "Arise, go your way. Your faith has made you well."
他说要强调这个撒玛利亚人，这个外族人，他们反而会对主耶稣有信心，因此得救。
So over here is emphasizing that this Gentile, this foreigner, has faith and return and will receive salvation.
所以这个就是福音是给普世所有的人，只要愿意相信的都能够得到的恩典。
So that salvation is for all people, for all those who is willing to believe.
最后看二十四章的第四十七节。
Lastly, let's turn to chapter 24, verse 47.
这都在讲福音是给这些愿意相信的，是最后福音要传到万邦去的。并且人要奉他的名传悔改赦罪的道，从耶路撒冷起，直传到万邦。
Verse 47, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem.
这是路加福音里面所特别铺成的一个神救恩的路线，要普世临到的所有众百姓，每一个人都是神所要拯救的。
And this is to pave the way of the salvation of Lord Jesus Christ, that this gospel will preach to all nations.
那这个是他第一个特色，路加福音的第二个特色。那第三个特色，从一开始第一章我们就看到他一直在强调圣灵。
So these are the two, first two characteristics of the book of Luke. The third characteristic is starting from chapter 1 is talking about Holy Spirit.
你如果再把那个整个圣经把它分析一下，你如果查这个圣灵这个字眼，在四个福音书里面最多出现的就是在路加福音里。
If you study the Bible, if you put in the keyword Holy Spirit, the book of Luke have this these two words the most often.
一开始都是圣灵的工作。
Because in the beginning is all about the work of the Holy Spirit.
到最后留下一个是圣灵的应许。
And in the end of the book, there is a promise of the coming of the Holy Spirit.
所以从圣灵开始，圣灵主动的把这个救恩带到人间，然后这个圣灵在这个地上工作完以后，主耶稣复活升天，然后留下一个要赐下圣灵的应许，让愿意向神得以领受、体验同样的神的作为。
So in the beginning of the chapter, Holy Spirit brought this great salvation to men, and then in the middle is the work of the Holy Spirit, and in the end is the promise of this coming of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们如果愿意领受祈求的，我们就可以得到圣灵。
So for those who are willing to receive and believe, then they will receive the Holy Spirit.
那这个就是神的能力在我们身上。
And then God's power can be in us.
所以我们在教会里面，如果谈到要求圣灵，你绝对不会漏掉路加福音第十一章第十三节，主耶稣就讲的：“天父岂不将圣灵给求他的人吗？”
So that's why every time when we talk about receiving Holy Spirit, we'll turn to Luke chapter 11, verse 13, and there mentioned, "And Lord Jesus Christ will give those who ask for the Holy Spirit."
所以你看他这个圣灵的工作非常的清楚，从头到尾就是把这个神的道理把它串起来了。
So you can see that the work of the Holy Spirit is very clear and how to connect the older work of God.
然后在这个
the truth of God.
然后圣灵的这个能力，圣灵要让所有人能够明白神的这个道理，它有一个很重要的过程，就是要透过祷告。
So Holy Spirit have this great power to let people be able to understand the truth of God, and the key in that is prayer.
所以路加福音里面特别强调要祷告。
So that's why in the book of Luke emphasized prayer.
主耶稣基督自己留下榜样。
And Lord Jesus Christ himself set a great example.
所以你如果一样查这个字眼，祷告在路加福音里面是最多的。
So if you want to find the word prayer, it appears in the book of Luke most often.
那我们现在来看一看这个圣灵的工作，圣灵他在这里面这一卷书里面所表达出来的能力。
So let's look into the work of the Holy Spirit in this book and also its power.
第一章的第十五节。
Let's go to chapter 1, verse 15.
第一章第十五节
Chapter 1 verse 15
他现在 在天使跟撒加利亚已经明说了，你现在妻子要给你生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫做约翰。
So now the angel said to Zacharias plainly that your wife will bore a son and you have to name him John.
然后你会心里很快乐，很多人因为他的出世呢就很快乐。
And because of his birth, many people will be joyful, including you.
十五节说
，Verse 15，
他在主面前要为大，但酒浓酒都不喝，从母腹里面就被圣灵充满了。
15， for he will be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink. He will also be filled with the Holy Spirit, even from his mother's womb.
表示说，你看这个约翰的来到是其实是神的工作，神的计划。然后神的能力就在这个孩子身上。
So you can see the birth of John is part of the plan of God, and God's power was manifest in him.
好，然后现在跳过去看第三十五节。
And that skip to verse 35.
这个现在天使一样，天使要跑去跟这个玛利亚说话。
So now the angel spoke to Mary.
三十五节，天使回答说：“圣灵要临到你身上。”至高者的能力要荫庇你，因此所要生的圣者必称为神的儿子。
35, and the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the highest will overshadow you. Therefore also, that Holy One who is be born will be called the Son of God."
这个圣灵临到玛利亚的身上以后，
So the Holy Spirit descended on Mary.
也就是说圣灵要玛利亚要从圣灵怀孕生下一个儿子。
So that Mary will be conceived by the Holy Spirit and born a son.
那这个儿子是称为至高者神的儿子。
And the son is the from the highest and will be called the son of the highest.
他是圣子，他是圣的啊。
And this is a holy one.
啊，所以这个说是主耶稣基督是圣洁的神来到人间，
so、
带着肉体来出现的。
He was the holy God that manifested in flesh, come to this world.
好，那如果我们跳过去看第四十一节。
And let's go to verse 41.
伊丽莎伯被圣灵充满，所以他听到那个玛利亚的问安之后，哇，他那个里面的那个里面的那个孩子，哇，就开始动了。
After Elizabeth heard greetings from Mary, the babe leaped in her womb.
然后他被圣灵充满之后，他就开始了解，哇，原来这个玛利亚她是一个有福的女子。
And then Elizabeth, she was filled with the Holy Spirit, and she said to Mary that you are a blessed woman.
你所怀的胎也是有福的。
And also, the blessed is the fruit of your womb.
这个圣经在记载是，你看这个玛利亚是进到伊丽莎白的家，然后就是见面也没有说互相先打个电话传个 email 没有啊？她是进来问安的时候，哇，这个马上那个圣灵的感动就来了。
So Mary went to visit Elizabeth without telling her beforehand, and then after she entered into the house, Elizabeth, she was filled with the Holy Spirit.
她就知道说，哎，玛利亚现在怀孕是，她说你所怀的胎啊是有福的。
So then right away she knew Mary was pregnant, and then she said to her, "Blessed is the fruit of your womb."
我主的母到我这里来，这是从哪里得的呢？第四十三节。
And then also in verse 43, that the mother of my Lord should come to me.
我主的母了哈。
So she said, the mother of my Lord.
就是说，其实伊丽莎白应该是他们是亲戚关系的。
Because Elizabeth is a relative with Mary.
对，那但这个时候他已经了解，哎，他现在怀的胎所生的是我们的主了。
But now Elizabeth she realized.The child in Mary's womb is her Lord.
然后第四十五节
，Verse 45，
他说这个相信的女子是有福的，因为主对她所说的话都要应验。
Verse 45, blessed is she who believes, for there will be a fulfillment of those things which were told her from the Lord.
这个就是圣灵的感动。
So this is from the movement of the Holy Spirit.
他，你看，所以他整个过程就好像，哎，他好像在场旁观，好像他就听到了玛利亚。天使跟玛利亚之间的对话，然后神所要成就在她身上的这个大恩典。
So through this whole process, seems like she was there to hear the conversation between the angel and Mary, and then she knew this great grace that was about to come.
哦，所以这个就是都是在强调圣灵的工作，圣灵所带来的启示。
So all these things are emphasizing on the revelation of Holy Spirit and also the work of Holy Spirit.
好，啊，等到这个。伊丽莎伯把这个约翰生下来了以后
，And after Elizabeth born John，
好，现在他的父亲撒加利亚，这第六十七节就说被圣灵充满了，就开始讲预言。
And then in verse 67， his father Zacharias was filled with the Holy Spirit and started to prophesy。
啊，然后就开始做诗歌。
And then started wrote songs of praise。
所以从第六十八节开始，
Starting from verse 68,
到最后面的七十八、七十九节
，all the way to verse 79,
这个就是一首诗歌。
And this is a song of praise.
他那个诗歌是圣灵充满感动之后，他所写下来、留下来的整个救恩的一个大纲。
And after he was filled with the Holy Spirit, he wrote this song, which is the overall summary of a salvation plan.
六十八节，主以色列的神是应当称颂的，因为他眷顾他的百姓，为他们施行救赎。
Verse 68, blessed is the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people.
然后他现在为我们兴起的拯救的脚，就是那个要 那个能力要来救赎我们离开罪的。
M69, and now he has raised up a horn of salvation for us.
要第四七十一节说，要拯救我们脱离仇敌和一切恨我们之人的手。
Then verse 71, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us.
他要向我们列子施怜悯，纪念他的圣约，他是信实的啊，现在他的约实现了。
And also 72, how this he is faithful and that he will perform his promise.
然后第七十四节是说，他叫我们从仇敌手中被救出来。
And then in verse 74, to grant us and to deliver us from the hand of our enemies.
第七十五节就是可以终身在他面前坦然无惧的用圣洁公义来侍奉他。
And then 75, in holiness and righteousness before him, all the days of our life.
这就是今天我们被拯救的人，我们应该要做的。
So this is the thing that we should do for all of us who are saved by him.
最后，我们可以用圣洁公义的这个态度这个侍奉来侍奉神，在神面前侍奉他。
So that in holiness and righteousness, we can worship before him.
这个就是主耶稣来施行救赎，把我们从仇敌手中，就是这个罪恶当中救出来了。
Because Lord Jesus Christ, He came to deliver us from the hand of our enemies, from evil.
那这个就是神的恩典。
And this itself is the grace of God.
所以主耶稣基督这是这个救恩具体的呈现。
So Lord Jesus Christ is the manifestation of salvation.
然后那个撒加利亚就特别跟随他的孩子呢，就知道说他孩子。在这个救恩计划里面，他所要扮演的角色是什么
？And Zechariah, he knew what kind of role his son should play in the salvation plan.
他是在主的面前预备道路的。
That he is the one to prepare a way to pave the way for the Lord.
要叫第四十七节说，要叫他的百姓因为罪得赦就知道救恩。
So that for the people of God to know that the remission of sin, and then they can receive.Salvation.
好，所以这个救恩就是让我们从罪里面被救出来，我们的罪恶被赦免了。
So that in sin we can be saved from sin and then we can be delivered.
我们就知道这个叫做救恩了。
So that we know that this is called salvation.
这就是为什么耶稣是来施行救恩的了。
So that's why we say Lord Jesus Christ is here for us to receive salvation.
从一开始路加第一章就一直在讲圣灵的工作。
So starting from Luke chapter 1, talking about the work of the Holy Spirit.
那在路加福音第一章从玛利亚她有做了一首诗歌从四十六节开始玛利亚有一篇诗歌。
So starting from chapter 1, verse 46, he recorded the song of Mary.
然后第六十七节开始到七十九节，这是撒加利亚一篇诗歌。
And then from
都是用诗歌题材写的。
Verse 67 all the way to 79, that's the song the song of praise of Zechariah.
然后第二章的第十节。
And then chapter 2 verse 10.
第十四节，对不起。
Chapter 2 verse 14.
这是天使的赞美诗，也是一首诗，一首短诗，几句而已。
And this only one few verse.This is about the song of praise from angels.
十四节说，在至高之处荣耀归给神，在地上平安归给他所喜悦的人。
Verse 14, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
这个就是颂赞的诗歌，这个叫 praise.
And this is the song of praise.
然后第四首就是在第二章的二十九节。
It's in the fourth hymn is in chapter 2, verse 29.
这个就是西面的赞美诗。
And this is the Song of praise from Simeon.
因为他也在强调救恩，这个叫救恩的赞美诗四首。
Because he is emphasizing on God's salvation.
二十九节，主啊，如今你可以照你的话释放仆人安然去世，因为我的眼睛已经看见你的救恩，就是你在面前所预备的，就是照亮外邦人的光，又是里面以色列的荣耀。
So starting from chapter verse 29 to 32, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace, and then 31, which you have prepare your salvation before the face of all people, 32, and the glory of your people Israel.
这个就是都一直在强调这个救恩的主耶稣基督带来的恩典呢。
So all these hymns are emphasizing on the salvation brought forth by Lord Jesus Christ.
那在这个圣灵的工作底下。
So under the work of Holy Spirit.
我们一开始很 一定会很有印象，因为他记载施洗约翰他整个来到人间的这个过程。
So we had a deep impression in the beginning is about John the Baptist.
然后他天使先跟这个撒加利亚说，你这个孩子将来要做什么？他要发挥什么样的功能？
So in the beginning, angel told Zacharias that your son in the future, what kind of work he will do, or what's his function?
那当时候撒加利亚他对天使的信息啊，所要给他的恩典啊，他怀疑他没有办法领受。
But at the time, Zechariah, he was hesitant. He is not willing to receive this grace, this prophecy by the angel.
因为第一章的第十七节哈，啊第十六节啦，他说你这个儿子哈，他会叫许多以色列人的心回转，然后归于主他们的神。
Because in chapter 1, verse 16, the angel said, and he will turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God.
17节,
verse 17,
他必有以利亚的心智能力行在主的面前，叫维护的心转向儿女，叫悖逆的人转从义人的智慧，又为主预备何用的百姓。
17, he will also go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, and to make ready a people prepared for the Lord.
从这里我们看到，哎，这个天使他当时的信息是说，什么样的百姓叫做神啊、是合乎神用的，就是神所预备的百姓。什么样的特质是神所预备的百姓呢？
So from this message of angel, we can see what kind the characteristics of the kind of people that's ready for God.
表示说，本来这些百姓他不是这样子，不是合乎神所用的。那现在以利亚要把他们整个转过来。
Because at first the people they are not ready for God to use, so that's why Elijah needed to let them return.
约翰
John、哦、John will need to let them return.
约翰他具备像以利亚这样的心智能力。
So John he embodied the kind of power of Elijah.
那他基本上他所要做的工作就是三大项。
So he will have three main things that he have to do.
也就是说，他要让百姓的心回转归向神。本来他们的心是远离神的。
The first thing is that he needed to let people's heart to turn back to God because at the time their heart are away from God.
第二个，他说叫维护的心转向儿女。
And the second one is to let the fathers return back to the children.
那表示说，他本来儿女跟父亲的心是离开的，因为彼此不会遵照神的。道理来生活，就是人跟人之间的关系是破裂的。
Because at first, the relationship between men are broken.
啊，现在这个人的关系啊，人际关系要把它重新复合起来。
And now is the time to reconcile between the relationship of men.
那这个人的关系的复合要从家庭开始，从父母儿女的关系开始建立起来。
And this kind of relationship have to start from each individual family, from father and children.
好，然后第三个就是要让人的心会变顺服。
And thirdly, he needed to let men be able to become obedient.
所以人的心本来是悖逆的，是不听从义的道路的。
Because at first, man's heart, they are disobedient and not willing to submit.
啊，现在悖逆的人的心要转从义人的智慧，就是他会听从义人的劝告，然后会改变。然后听从神的指示，现在过新的生活了。
So now he needs to change the heart of disobedient to the wisdom of the just, so that they can listen to the word of God.
哇，这个儿子要做的工作是非常非常重大的。
So this son, will have to do all these great things.
当时候撒加利亚听完之后，他现在回答了一句话。
So after he heard this, he replied.
第十八节是说。
In verse 18.
他说：“我凭什么可以知道这个事情呢？我已经老了，我的妻子也年纪老迈了。”
So he said to the angel, "How shall I know this? For I'm an old man, and my wife is well advanced in years."
他说我凭什么可以知道这件事情会发生？
So he basically he's saying, "How is it possible that I know all these things will happen?"
那表示说他现在看他自己的肉体。跟他妻子的年纪老迈，他觉得这是不可能的。
Because now he look at himself physically and also look at his wife, they are all very well advanced in years.
哦，所以他要求一个凭据，就说这个事情怎么可能发生
？So he thinks it's impossible, and he's asking for a sign.
那他的这个要求一个凭据，其实是因为他不信的缘故。
And the reason he asked for a sign is because of his unbelief.
啊，其实这件事情是天使主动要给他恩典，已经跟他讲了。
But at this time, angel told him this personally and wanted to give him grace.
哦，所以从第二十节，那个天使就说，因为你不信，所以你现在哑巴。
And that's when in verse 20, angel said to him, behold that you will be mute and not be able to speak, and because you did not believe my words.
哦，所以就是说，你要不信，他就会想要求一个证据了。
So it's talking about because of his unbelief that he is asking angel for a sign.
这个就是为什么说我们今天如果凡事凭眼见，我们一定会看到很多困难。
And that's why we say that if everything is by sight, then we will encounter a lot of trouble.
但是我们现在行事为人得到这个救恩的时候，我们一定要凭信心，不凭眼见的。
But now when we are receiving this grace, that we have to trust by faith, not by sight.
其实神的恩典哦，神的恩典是要来把他妻子的这个羞辱把它除掉的。
Because it is the grace of God. I wanted to get rid of the shame of his wife.
你看那个第二十五节，这个伊丽莎白她等到怀孕的时候，她就说：“哦，主在眷顾我的日子，这样看待我，要把我在人间的羞耻除掉了。”
Because then, if you go to verse 25, when Elizabeth, when she was pregnant, she said, "Thus the Lord has dealt with me in the days when He looked on me to take away my reproach among people."
这是你看，天使主动来报告，要给他生儿子，然后这个儿子要做什么事情是非常非常神圣、很重要的工作。可是撒加利亚他没有信心领受。
Because the angel came to Zechariah and told him that you will have a son and what kind of job, what kind of work he will do.
啊，结果他就变哑巴。
But then he is not willing to receive, and later on he became a mute.
一直到等到他愿意顺服神的这个指示，哎，把他儿子取名叫约翰以后，哎，他的嘴巴就开了，就可以讲话了。
And it's until he is willing to be obedient and name his son John, then he can start to speak.
那在第一章里面又看到另外一个恩典。
So in chapter 1, we also see another grace.
那这个恩典是给玛利亚的。
And this grace is for Mary.
你看玛利亚一样，那个天使进来跟她显现哦。
And it's the same that an angel appeared to Mary.
啊，跟她说你现在要生一个儿子。
And say to Mary that you will have a son.
你要给他取名叫耶稣。
And then you have to name him Jesus.
啊，那当时候玛利亚什么反应？
So what kind of reaction did Mary have?
第三十四节。
Let's go to verse 34.
玛利亚对天使说：“我没有出嫁，怎么会有这事呢？”
And Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I do not know a man?"
你看她一样有一个问题，对不对？她有一个疑问呢、啊。
So Mary, she also raised a question.
但她的疑问不是怀疑说：“哎，那这样子好像不太好吧？我还没有嫁呢。”
But her question is not a sign of showing her unbelief.
就是你说一个如果还没有出嫁的人就怀孕要生孩子，你会不会觉得很羞耻啊？
Because isn't it shameful for a woman, not married yet to have a child?
在当时候是很羞耻的事情。
Because at a time it's a very shameful matter.
现在是反过来，哎，天使先跟玛利亚说，你现在要生儿子了。
So now the angel said to Mary that you will have a son.
那当时候玛利亚是说我没有出嫁，哎，这个事情。怎么会这样发生呢？
But then Mary asked angel, "How is it possible that I am not married yet?"
然后圣灵就说，天使就说，圣灵要临到你的身上。
And then the angel answered her that the Holy Spirit will come upon you.
所以神的能力应庇你，这个事情当然可以发生了。
So that because the power of God will foreshadow you, and of course, this will be possible.
哦，然后那个天使特别强调一句话，他说：“出于神的话，没有一句不带能力的。”
And then the angel also emphasized that for With God, nothing will be impossible.
好，接下去第三十八节，玛利亚就说了。
And then in verse 38, Mary answered.
她说：“我是主的使女啊，情愿照你的话成就在我身上。”
Behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word.
天使就走了。
So then the angel departed from her.
你看差别差在哪里
？So what kind of what's the difference?
一样，天使跟撒加利亚显现，然后天使跟玛利亚显现。
So angel appeared to both Zacharias and also Mary.
都讲了，让人觉得说很不可能相信的事情。
And preached to them a message that seems as impossible to men.
那这个事情都是要给恩典的。
And both of these are to give grace to those that received.
但是这个恩典，你看，一个是本来结婚的老夫老妻没有生孩子，在人间觉得很羞耻。
And one message is for these old couple that they're married and they are well advancing age, but they did not have a son, and it's something that's shameful.
神的能力临到他，要让他这个羞耻除掉了。
Now the power of God come upon him and wanted to get rid of this reproach.
但是你没有信心。
But because
没有办法领受
of no faith that they're not able to receive.
那对玛利亚是说，她还没有出嫁。
And because of Mary, because she was not yet married.
神的能力要临到她身上。
And the power of God wanted to manifest.
这个神的能力临到她身上，她接受以后，她可能带来的就是羞耻，因为别人一定会议论纷纷，说你这个人怎么不检点，还没有出嫁就怀孕了。
And after God's power come upon her, she might be ridiculed and also ashamed among people because people will question how come you have a child before you got married.
但是玛利亚就用信心接受了神的安排。
But Mary, she's able to receive God's plan with her faith.
她讲的这句话太重要，她说情愿我是主的使女，情愿照你的话成就在我身上。
And she said, because I'm a maid servant of the Lord, and let it be to me according to your word.
也就是说，让圣灵能力应庇。让我可以把这个神的儿子生下来。
So basically, she's saying, "Let the Holy Spirit overshadow me, so that I can born the son."
如果即使会因为这样子被人家议论纷纷，得到羞耻也无所谓，他忍受。
And I'm willing to endure the ridicule and also shame from others.
那最后，你看神把他这个羞耻拿掉，也是一样，他没有羞耻的。
So also in the end, God also is able to take away her shame.
这是神的恩典临到，从圣灵来的恩典。
And that's the grace from God, the grace from the Holy Spirit.
我们就看到这两个对比。
So we can see these two cases.
我们今天要怎么样领受从圣灵来的这些神的恩典呢？
So today, how are we able to receive this grace from Holy Spirit?
我们一定要像玛利亚她所说的这句话。
And we need to be like the phrase that's said by Mary.
她愿意让神的旨意在他身上实现。
She is willing to let the will of God to manifest in her.
虽然他可能要承受很多不好承受的这个重担。
And even though comes with it is some of the burdens.
但是他甘愿。
But she is willing to receive.
结果真的神。众天使、众女子、众百姓都说她是有福的。
So later on, all the angels and also all the women said that she is a blessed one.
这样的一个圣灵的能力来到一个人的身上，然后要带给人喜乐恩典，这个就是 用信心来领受，然后来实现在我们每一个人的身上。
So when Holy Spirit come upon man and wanted to bring forth grace, and it depends to the person that receive it need to have faith.
那这个就是在路加福音里一直在强调的一个主轴。
So this is one of the major things that's recurring in the book of Luke.
因为这些神的道理，神的这些信息、救恩，都是神的能力，从圣灵来的能力，然后都要带给人恩典的。
Because these message and also grace from God are from the Holy Spirit are to give man grace.
我们如果都有玛利亚这样的一个心呢
？If we all have the heart of Mary,
我们最后都能够得到这个救恩。我们看到这个救恩在我们身上。
Then in the end, all of us will be able to receive this salvation and have this salvation manifest in us.
好，我们你看第四十六节，我心尊主为大，我的灵以神我的救主为乐。
In verse 46, my soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior.
所以这个路加福音一开头的时候，他提出了这样一个信息，一个重点，让我们在读整卷路加福音的时候，可以从这个角度里面去看。然后再学习，然后得到神所给我们的信息。
So these are some of the key points that we can learn from in the beginning of the book of Luke.
求主耶稣带领我们在读经的时候能够被神的话语照亮我们的心眼，让我们能够看明，我们真的要愿意有信心，然后尊主为大，得到神的祝福。
So that ask Lord Jesus Christ to guide us when we read the Bible.That all these things can lighten our heart, and that we can have faith that our soul can magnify the Lord.
我们一起来唱诗106首。
That's singing 106.